E7, a mammoth checkerboard. The view from an airplane flying over most of the world does not show orderly patterns of roads. Travelers followed natural routes, such as valleys, rivers, and trails of animals. Towns usually grew at crossroads where one line of travel crossed another. The one exception, however, is the stretch of rather flat land between Ohio and the Rocky Mountains. Here, a passenger in a plane might see a huge checkerboard of regular east-west and north-south roads, with few exceptions. Geometry won out over geography in America's Midwest. The pattern is no accident. It was ordered by Congress in the National Land Ordinance of 1785 in order to put an end to the problem of overlapping claims. Rather than allowing the Midwest to develop in a natural way, Congress ordered a checkerboard plan. Each section is exactly 1 mile, about 1.5 kilometers, square. Roads run straight along the section lines, even going over hills instead of around them. It was impossible, however, to lay out roads in absolutely straight lines. Earth is narrower at the poles than at the equator. Straight roads running north-south gradually come closer together. That is why, when you look down from the plane, you'll see an occasional jag in the straight road. The jag brings the distance between roads back to 1 mile.